Back to the news stories now, including how GPs are battling a backlog of patients and vandals tear down a festive light display.
Families can start preparing for a normal Christmas this year despite the ongoing pandemic, Norfolk's Director of Public Health has said. Last year, spiralling COVID cases saw the festive period marred by restrictions, with lockdowns and social distancing measures preventing parties, celebrations and family gatherings. There have been some concerns about new restrictions in the UK this winter amid strong surges in case numbers on the continent, where some countries have returned to lockdown. But in an interview, Louise Smith, Norfolk's Director of Public Health, said she was cautiously optimistic that, locally speaking, Christmas this year will be much closer to the type people remember from before the pandemic hit. She said that office parties and family get-togethers should be able to go ahead, although she urged people to take tests beforehand and consider limiting the size of events.
For Norwich City fans sporting tattoos, the decision to change the club's crest holds even more significance. Canaries supporters David Spud Thornhill, 46, and Terry Westgate, 47, are among those who have the outgoing City badge inked onto their skin. Mr. Thornhill got the crest tattooed on the top of his left arm with three friends after Nigel Worthington's squad were promoted in 2004. And Miss Westgate attended the same Styx tattoo studio as Mr. Thornhill to get the crest inked on her lower back in the late 1990s. She said, "The new crest is not too different. The colours of my tattoo are starting to look a bit faded, so it is possible I could get it updated for the new year. It's my only tattoo, but I often wanted to get another one. It has to be something I'm still happy with in 50 years' time, and I am still going to be a Norwich City fan." Miss Westgate believes the new crest makes perfect sense, and she understands why the club has updated it, as well as making the features such as the lion and the castle more closely identified to the city. But for Mr. Thornhill, the unveiling of the new crest came as a shock. He said, "I am an old traditionalist, so I'm not going to lie. I was a little bit upset because of the history behind the existing crest. We are a unique club in many ways, as not many teams have no letters or words on the badge. Unfortunately, we do need to come to terms with the 21st century, so I am gutted, but I do understand it." Mr. Thornhill is not tempted to get the crest tattooed on his other arm, saying he would more likely get his daughter's name instead. Shane O'Grady, co-owner of the Cold Iron Tattoo Company, said it would be easy to replicate the new crest on many customers once the stencil drawing is done.
A huge backlog of patients struggling to access a GP at a city surgery has been described as a serious issue, and hundreds of people who use the Taverham Partnership surgery in Sandys Lane have been faced with delays of up to 35 minutes as they wait for an appointment. One 61-year-old patient who did not wish to be named said, "On Monday, I tried 10 times to ring the surgery, but I couldn't even get in the queue or do anything online. We are not allowed to go to the surgery to make appointments, so I wrote a letter which my husband put through the door." Some patients have been cut off as they wait on the phone. Broadland MP Jerome Mayhew has a meeting lined up with the partners of the surgery within the next 10 days to see what additional support can be offered to patients. Mr. Mayhew said, "The surgery has a particular problem with the size of its call handling system, which is not designed for the current level of demand, making it hard to get through. We understand it may be frustrating to wait for some time on the phone, but we urge people to continue to be kind and patient to GP practice staff. They have and continue to work incredibly hard to provide the care you need. Phone lines are very busy due to the exceptional levels of demand during the winter.
Four talented students from the Hewitt Academy have had their artwork selected for a national exhibition. The Academy had more artists on display than any other school in the country. The Young Artist Show is an annual free open submission exhibition for students aged 5 to 19 studying in the UK and British schools overseas. Excuse me. The artworks are judged by artists and arts professionals, and selected artworks are displayed online and on site at the Royal Academy of Arts. In total, 33,000 submissions were made this year, with only 260 works selected for exhibition in London and a further 340 selected for online display. Elizabeth Jackson's photographic submission of her family in lockdown was well received by the prestigious venue and created much conversation among visitors. Lacey Mills submitted a contemporary framed and altered portrait of Lord Nelson. Maisie Howes's mixed media stitched and painted portrait of the late Breonna Taylor, an African-American woman fatally shot by police in the US in 2020, and this piece was accepted for the online exhibition. The finally selected work depicts the collaborative work of Key Stage 3 pupils on their return to Hewitt Academy following the first lockdown. Every student created a plasticine figure inspired by Anthony Gormley's Field from 1991. The students' sculptures expressed their hopes and fears of a return to school. Executive Principal Anthony Little said, "We are so incredibly proud that out of 33,000 pieces of artwork submitted, there were just 200 chosen to be exhibited, of which four came from Hewitt Academy, the most of any school in the country."
Thoughtless thugs have ripped down festive Christmas lights at a Sprowston home, causing hundreds of pounds worth of damage. The lights cost Kirsty Humphrey and her partner £500, with the couple lovingly assembling the show for passers-by to admire. But when she returned home from work, she found the display in Canobie Lane torn down. This is the latest in a string of incidents which has blighted the area following reports of yobs throwing corn on the cobs and eggs at windows in the Manor Park estate of the town. Miss Humphreys, 20, said, "My partner and I are so upset by the damage. We've obviously put time and money into our display, and now we're worried that people are going to continue to target our lights. We never had any problems last year. However, if this does keep happening, we'll have to consider whether or not to put Christmas lights up in the future. It's a real shame because it spoils it for everyone."